You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome right here to this radio station every single Sunday. It is KC Forum, and we do public affairs with an entertaining spin. Kathy Quinn, normally on Fox 4 during the week, but on the weekends, yes, I get behind the microphone, talk about all sorts of stuff. What about your cell phone? You know, you think about it. There are questions you have. What's 5G? Oh, I'm all nervous about it. How about my carrier? Who's the best? Well, there's a study by PCMag.com. They do it every year. We're going to find out which cell phone carrier is number one in Kansas City. That is coming up. We're going to talk to a co-author of a book called Search for Summer Ship. It was a case back in 2004 where Summer disappeared as she was going door to door. You may remember that case. Now, 2019, her daughter and Anne Spry have decided to write a book, to leave a book for Summer Ship's legacy, and to just put an ending to the story. So this is a newly released book. We'll find out more about it. A young woman, very, very brave, is going to join us. We did bring her story last weekend, but people wanted to hear it again. And she was in a dressing room at Forever 21. This was about a year and a half ago. A man took pictures of her as she was undressed, trying on swimsuits with his cell phone. We'll find out what message she'd like to get across to other young people out there. First up, we have Sasha Segan on the line right now. We are talking about, cell phones. But first, kind of give us a little bit of a background. You're with PCMag.com. What types of things do you all do there? Because you're kind of like the senior tech person there, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, we're all senior tech people here. PCMag.com reviews tech products. That's a lot of what we do. We review thousands of them every year, including nearly every cell phone that's out there. And a big part of my job is I run these projects driving around the U.S. and Canada testing all of the cell phone networks. It's called Fastest Mobile Networks, and we drove 9,500 miles in May to check out the networks for you.
Where did you go? Where all did you go?
So we went to 30 different U.S. cities and all of the spaces in between them, so the rural areas in between those 30 cities on our way. And that's scattered all over the country, everywhere from Boston in the northeast to San Diego in the southwest, and, of course, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Oklahoma City relatively near you.
All right, so this is kind of cool. It's called the Fastest Mobile Network Speed Tests, and they're going to be revealed for the very first time. Tell us, were you surprised at your findings?
So we've been tracking networks for a while. I was surprised by the overall national winner. AT&T is the national winner for the first time in 6 years. It's been Verizon, Verizon, Verizon for years, but AT&T really improved their network. They leapt ahead on a nationwide basis this year. In Kansas City, T-Mobile won by a nose. That was a little surprising because it's been Verizon previously. But Verizon and T-Mobile for the past couple of years have really been dueling it out in Kansas City, and T-Mobile pulled a little ahead.
All right. So what? First of all, you've got a fun job, don't you think?
Thank you. Thank you. I love working in the toy store.
That is hilarious. Okay, so when we're talking about, what does that mean? Let's talk about more of the Kansas City results, obviously. So you've got T-Mobile, best mobile carrier, runner-up Verizon. And what was it that how they were able to take the crown away from Verizon?
So in terms of this year, so T-Mobile has distinctly faster download speeds than Verizon, at least in our tests. And still pretty good upload speeds. Now, we're in Kansas City, so we got to talk about Sprint. And Sprint had the fastest downloads in Kansas City. But Sprint's network is really weird. Sprint's network has really fast downloads, really slow uploads. And our score takes a whole lot of things into account. We take into account downloads, but also uploads and also reliability. And so Sprint's lack of uploads prevented them from winning this year.
Aha. So if someone were to go out for a cell phone, they don't have one yet, which would be surprising, or they want to switch, you don't recommend what they should get, or you're hoping that they will look at your findings and then figure something out for themselves?
Well, I mean, we definitely do recommendations. We have editor's choice tags on phones on PCMag.com where we recommend phones. I don't believe there is one phone for everybody. I believe depending on how big a phone you want or how much you want to pay, different phones for different people. So you can check out those reviews. But in terms of a carrier in the Kansas City area, it does look like T-Mobile and Verizon are more reliable and more consistent than AT&T and Sprint are.
Did that surprise you?
Did it surprise me? No, because these are the results. It's similar to results that we've been seeing for the past couple of years. And I was aware of Sprint's particularities. You do think that Sprint should pull ahead in Kansas City. It is their hometown. Mm-hmm. But I do know that technically Sprint is focused very much on downloads. So I was not surprised to see the strong downloads, weak uploads on Sprint.
All right, so explain to us lay people, because I know you know all this, and it's wonderful to hear you talk about it, because I have no idea what you're talking about most of the time. No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking. It's great because you're able to analyze where you're helping us by narrowing everything down and helping us figure it out. So is this going to get better? I mean, every year, they're all battling it out all the time, aren't they?
They're battling it out all the time. Every year they do get better. Every year they get faster. Every year coverage gets better. A couple of years ago, nobody would have considered T-Mobile in Kansas City. Their coverage was awful. But they've really added a lot of coverage over the past 2-3 years. So that's a definite reason to consider T-Mobile in the area. And that's something we've seen tracking things over time. So they are getting better. Now, one concern I have, of course, is the concern of what happens if two of these carriers merge. That's a big mystery that's out there. Nobody knows what the real effect of that would be. But, you know, of course, if it happens, we'll track it and we'll tell you the results.
So do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I think that the merger would be a good thing for the network quality, but a bad thing for prices and options. T-Mobile has said that if the merger goes through, they will keep prices the same for 3 years, which is practically like saying they'll raise them after 3 years. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, T-Mobile's network and Sprint's network, they're very complementary. They fit together like two pieces of a puzzle. So you'd have great connections on a combined network. You'd just probably end up paying more for them.
We're talking to Sasha Segan from PCMag.com. Let me ask you then, a particular phone, say a smartphone. What's the best network for a smartphone in Kansas City?
The best network for smartphones in Kansas City right now is T-Mobile by a nose over Verizon. And some of our favorite smartphones out there right now, we really like Samsung's Galaxy S10e for price and performance. If you want to pay a little less, the OnePlus 7 Pro on T-Mobile, it's an exclusive, is an amazing value for the money.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, talk about some other phones for your teenager. Maybe they all don't have the smartphones they have, you know, not as priced as high.
Yeah, in terms of low-cost phones, the Moto G7 Power out there, it's a less expensive phone. It's about in the $200 range. It's available on all the major carriers and some prepaid carriers. Has great battery life, good durability, good performance. Really hits the spot for a less expensive first phone.
Talk about the prepaid phones. How do you feel about them?
So prepaid carriers, you may hear a lot of these names out there like Boost and Metro PCS and some more obscure ones like Consumer Cellular or Mint SIM. These all use the major networks. So the reliability of their networks is just whatever major network they're using. And they're no worse than the major brands when it comes to reliability. So if you see savings there, you should grab a hold of it. And generally, they are very good savings if you have one line. The big carriers are better if you have a big family plan.
That's it. That's what I was wondering. That's what I was wondering, because you there's so much that it's thrown at you. You know, we're the best, we're the quickest, we're the fastest, we're this, we're that. It just gets so, you're inundated with this stuff.
Well, that's what we're here to clear up for you, that, you know, nationwide, this year. It looks like AT&T is the winner, but in Kansas City, it looks like it's T-Mobile by a nose. And if you see a less expensive plan on, say, Metro PCS, which is T-Mobile, then you should pick up that one because it'll be just as reliable as the one with the big name.
Very good, Sasha. Where can I find all these results so I can sit down and really go through them?
So our full report with these in six rural regions is up at pcmag.com/fastest mobile networks. You can also track how 5G is developing across the country at pcmag.com/5G.
You know what? I was just going to ask you that because they were talking about that at work the other day. Well, you have to wait, you know, 5G, da-da-da-da. What is the big deal about 5G?
So 5G is going to change everything, but it's not going to change it soon, so you don't have to worry.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of new applications that we haven't even thought of yet that use new capabilities in 5G networks, but those apps haven't been written yet. The people picking up the 5G, the early 5G phones, are the people who are going to write those apps. You're probably going to get a 5G phone in 2021. So in 2019, just think about the best 4G phone for you.
Okay. And last question, what phone do you have? What's your favorite?
I am right now carrying the OnePlus 7 Pro for T-Mobile. As I said, I think it is a tremendous value for money. It has a great screen. It has good cameras. It has good quality. I've been talking to you on this phone on the T-Mobile network the whole time. So
excellent. Thank you so very much, and we will take a look at your hard work in this report. And good luck to you, and keep on that phone, and I'm not going to worry about 5G. Thank you so much. I was concerned.
Thank you. No worries.
All right. Thank you. We got more on the way. Okay. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
I don't look any different than you, but I have type 1 diabetes.
You can't outgrow type 1 diabetes.
It's not caused by your diet. It's not caused by anything you did.
It's kind of hard to live with it.
It's not easy. I do need to check my sugar a lot, my levels.
If you see someone with an insulin pump or pricking their finger and you want to know more about T1D, just ask them.
T1D looks like me.
T1D looks like me.
Learn more about type 1 diabetes at jdrf.org.
Joining me now on KC Forum as we talk about public affairs with an entertaining spin, Anne Spry, I welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Kathy. Glad to be here.
Let's kind of give some background. You know, I've known you in the past where, you know, our families kind of knew each other from church and everything, but I never realized that you were a journalist, Anne.
Yes, I graduated from the zoo a long time ago and served in the Peace Corps for 3.5 years in Brazil, and then came back and eventually bought the newspaper in Hamilton, Missouri, and ran that for 27 years.
Whoa.
Sold it in 2013, retired, and began publishing books for people.
So you retired, but then you started another career.
That's true. And I'm busier now than I ever was, I think, in retirement, but at least I'm on my own schedule and am following my passion now.
And your passion is to tell people stories, to tell people, have their legacy.
That is correct. I started... the first book I published was a book that my mother started before she died of multiple myeloma in 2003. Published that for her, and then began publishing. This was while I was still at the newspaper. Began publishing people's family histories, personal histories, while we were still running the newspaper.
Wow.
And then wrote my own memoir, which was a collection of my newspaper columns for all those years, and learned how to do the print-on-demand formatting, and just spun off from that and got my first book client. And I've had many, many since, and just having a ball.
So when you talk about your passion, and the book that we're going to be talking about is The Search for Summer, and we're talking about Summer Ship, why was that so passionate for you to get that story out?
I don't know. It was like I was just drawn to the story because of the missing person stories that I covered when I had my newspaper. Mm-hmm. And one day, Brandy Ship Rogie walked down into my basement because her husband was doing some contracting work for me. And I got goosebumps, and we started collaborating on this book. I knew her mother's story needed to be told. She knew it needed to be told. And so we just began a long, painful but rewarding process of getting that story told.
So the book is coming out, and let's talk about what's going to be happening. It'll be happening this weekend. And will you have more book signings after that?
I think so. I think we want to do one in Independence, which is where she disappeared from. We'll probably be doing other signings.
How can we Go ahead.
I know that Prospero's bookstore has requested copies of the book to sell there. So, you know, I don't know whether there'll be a signing there as well, but we'll probably have a lot more events.
All right, so we're talking about Summer Ship, and to just give you the background, obviously you and I have been in news, and we know this story very, very well. Tell us about her disappearance in 2004.
Okay. Summer Ship was doing door-to-door marketing, which she'd done for several years. And she was sent to Independence in December of 2004, and she disappeared. No one knew where she was. It was days before they even located her car. Hmm. It was parked in Independence, had been ticketed a couple of times. And so Brandy and a slew of volunteers, family, friends, acquaintances of Summer's, they went to work. I mean, they did everything possible to find their friend, mm-hmm. find Summer. And she wasn't found until October of 2007.
Gosh.
So, and they kind of knew who they thought might have killed her. When her body was found, it was dismembered. There was just only 10% of it left. They had an idea who did it, but they couldn't find any physical evidence really tying him to the crime. But eventually they persisted by going after another incident that they suspected him of. Eventually he was convicted of a 1998 murder, also in Independence, and is serving life in prison without parole. The minute he was convicted of that, he was slapped with a summons to appear in court again on the Summer Ship murder.
But nothing happened.
Nothing happened. That trial was held in 2016 in March.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was acquitted.
Because the evidence wasn't there. There wasn't enough.
It wasn't there.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. They discredited, the defense discredited the main witness for the prosecution with some of the drug charges that he had in the past. They got the medical examiner to change her ruling from death by violent homicide to undetermined. Mm. Largely because they were not able to tie the evidence found directly to the alleged killer.
Wow. But he is behind bars now for that other incident.
He is behind bars, hopefully for life. He's got life without parole, so.
Gosh. You know what? It's like Brandy and their family, Summer's family, is actually in prison, and they were in prison for so many years, from 2004 until 2016. My gosh. There was no answer. There were no answers.
Well, there was no justice, definitely. They knew what had happened to her, and that's why we've subtitled the book a solved but unresolved missing persons case. I knew what had happened to her, but justice was not to be found.
My. So your passion for telling people's stories, this one is particularly special to you. You know, you want to be able to tell Summer's story because she's not here to tell it, but you want to help other people as well.
That's true, Kathy. We want to help the families of other missing persons. I mean, the you know, Kansas City has had more than its share, I think, of high-profile missing persons cases.
Mm-hmm.
Precious Doe, Sam and Lindsay Porter, Jessica Runyons, Kara Kopetsky, so many missing persons. And the families have just been through agony.
Yeah.
So many years before Kopetsky's body was found. The same, you know, Jessica Runyons, I think, was found a little quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But the families just, you know, they never know. They just have this agony of waiting to find out.
And not knowing
closure.
And not knowing what to do.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think Brandy is kind of a poster child for families of missing persons because she did so much. She was so dedicated. She made it her full-time job to find her mother. She went on national television programs seeking help. And she became an advocate for families of missing persons. She traveled all over the country, you know, trying to help some of those families.
All right. So where can people get the book? And tell us the official title.
The official title is Searching for Summer, a Solved but Unresolved Missing Persons Case.
Mm.
And people can get the book on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
It will be in bookstores before long.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Kindle and paperback and hardcover.
Do you think that this will help, Brandy? I hate the word closure because I don't think there's ever a closure. Will this help her?
I think so. Even though Brandy has gone through some horrific health problems, and just recently she got a diagnosis that has been very difficult to accept and very difficult to live with, but I have seen some emotional healing as Brandy got this story out and got it told the way she thinks that it needs to be told.
Well, you've got to feel good that you were part of that.
Oh, I do. I feel very privileged that I was part of this process, yes.
Very
good.
I
tell people I don't feel like I wrote this book. You know, I may have put it together, but there are so many stories in this book that were supplied by Summer's many, many friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandy wrote so much of it because she operated a website called Friends of Summer that solicited tips, and she would keep people updated on the progress of the case. So, you know, she wrote a lot of that is in the book, and Brandy wrote that, and she just, so many people contributed to this book that, you know, I don't even feel like I can say I authored it.
Right. But you know what? That's good, because you got all those people to be able, it's like a therapy for everybody.
Oh, it was. It
yeah.
was. And I think the book signing that we've got going on this Saturday, we're bringing together for a private event a lot of Summer's friends, some of the investigators that were involved in the case originally.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be another opportunity for healing and celebrating of her life. And I think that that is going to be really wonderful for a lot of these people. It's going to allow us to thank them again for the part they played in looking for her, finding her, and pretty much immortalizing her in this book. So, and then we'll have the public signing at 1:00.
We are talking to Ann Spry. Now, let me ask you, if they can't make it to the one on Saturday, how can they check for future dates?
They could like my Facebook page called Personal Chapters,
okay.
And we'll be updating people on that that Facebook page.
Right. And thank you so very much, and congratulations. How many years you worked on this? It's done. It's a done deal. So maybe some healing will come now.
I think so. I hope so.
All right. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Kathy.
We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
Come party across the Western Caribbean, up close and personal with Celtic rockers, the Elders. 8 days and 7 nights aboard the Liberty of the Seas, a Royal Caribbean ship. Special amenities included as the Elders' VIP guests aboard the Racing the Tide cruise. Departs from Galveston, Texas, October 13th. Cozumel, Grand Cayman, and Jamaica. The Elders, Racing the Tide cruise.
Eldersmusic.com is where you can find more information.
We want to welcome Emily back to our show. We're not giving her last name because of what happened in a dressing room at Forever 21. This was back in October of 2017. You want to empower other young girls to be aware of their surroundings. Is that right?
Yes, definitely.
All right. So tell us what happened.
So in October 2017, I was at Forever 21 Oak Park Mall trying on Halloween costumes with a few of my friends. My best friend and I were placed one dressing room apart, and Mr. Delop, who is the perp in this case, was placed in between us. He propped his phone up on a pair of jeans and slid it under the 2-foot partition onto my side of the dressing room with the camera facing up.
Mm-hmm.
So after a series of events, they were able to trace him through the mall to a car, get the license plate, and they showed up on his doorstep. They brought him into custody and found over 150 photos of women in various states of undress. So he initially denied everything, and then he did plead guilty. And in my case, he was awarded probation, which he violated within 24 hours in Johnson County. He's from Joplin, I forgot to mention.
So when you were in the dressing room, your friend was there, and you thought, wait a minute, nobody's going to believe me.
Right. So I saw the phone, and it kept moving closer, and I just had the gut feeling that I was being watched. So I actually decided to snap a photo of it, and that was able to help investigators, like, really, I feel like that helped everyone to believe me. Yeah, so he's a Joplin man traveling around the Midwest to do this. His name is Anthony Delap.
All right, and so you went to the manager of the store, and they said, we can't do anything for you.
Right, so I ended up calling Overland Park Police on my own, and they were of great help and were able to, again, like I said, through a series of events, find the man.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that he violated his probation. So that was actually with another 15-year-old girl, unfortunately, last week. So this was not like I'm doing this one time. It's like I'm going to go on the weekends and I'm going to find hot spots with preferably teen girls, Forever 21, Target, and I'm going to take pictures of them without their consent.
How do you go into a store now? Do you look at stores in a way like I want to look at their dressing rooms, or do you change in dressing rooms anymore?
Yeah, so if I'm going to try something on, I'm looking at the bottom partition specifically. Having personnel in the dressing rooms, making sure that, A, men and women are not next to each other if there aren't complete partitions, and also, B, that there aren't creeps roaming the aisle with their phones going over the doors, you know?
Okay, so that's something you want to get across to people as well. You've got that cell phone. You've got it with you. I mean, use it to your advantage. You would like to let people know out there, girls your age, to be aware of your surroundings.
For teenage girls especially, the stores that these people are targeting are the ones with the easy dressing rooms, obviously, but it's the stores that prominently teenage girls shop at. I've already mentioned the names. You know, it's swimsuit season, so maybe they're scouting out, waiting for someone to grab one and head back there, and then they know that they could be placed next to that girl and maybe snap a pic. It's not worth it to go through this whole experience. And call your legislators. You know, if you're upset about this like I am, definitely call up to Topeka, or if you live in Missouri, Jefferson City, and let them know how you feel, because it's not doing the trick.
Thank you very much, Emily, for speaking up and trying to help other people out. All right, that's it for us this weekend. Kathy Quinn here. Thank you to Fox 4 allowing me to do this radio show. Katie Connors, executive producer. Andrina Byrne, associate producer. We have Ed Walker getting us on the air. Doug Medlock, the voice. And, of course, we've got the elders who are incidentally going on a cruise in October to Mexico, Jamaica, and the Cayman Islands. You want to go? Look up eldersmusic.com. I'm going. I'll see you there. Yeah, until next weekend. See ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.